Before we go, I wanted to show you two of my new. I really don't feel like any of us in this band are like materialistic, but every once in a while you come across these little things that are really special. So one of them was, well, I'll preface it by saying that I think I'm pretty good, but there's a possibility that I might watch too much basketball. It's bullshit. It's a big corporate game. It's a game built for tall people, of which I'm not. Anyways, so when Michael Jordan retires, I retire from watching all sports. I hear, you know, this shit that you go through where they hold the city hostage and make you pay tax dollars to build billion dollar stadiums. It's all being raped in a weird way. Anyway, a fun something that I'll keep as a remembrance of my days when I used to watch Michael Jordan. What the fuck did I get? Here's what I got. A Michael Jordan bomb. Look at the back of my possession indeed. And then the other thing, we found this, I found a single for 99 cents yesterday called Last Kiss by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. So I went home and played it all night. It was such a good song, so we learned it today when we were trying to play. The other thing that made today interesting was I found out, and this is not a joke, it's pretty poignant, it's kind of a big day for me, but found out that my real father might have been bisexual or gay. And I just want to stand here and say in remembrance that I'm really proud of him. I think he's gay. I love him maybe more than ever, and he would have had a great time at this club. So, in a weird way, this song actually relates to him, and Madison.